chat with you. But really, one of the big things we wanted to talk about was kind of like a broad overview of what happened today, some of the biggest decisions that council made. But to get things started, I was hoping just to have a chat right off the bat of today's meeting. You had mentioned that 10% of the budget was kind of part, or was already kind of baked into the budget process. Could you explain a little bit about what that means?
Sure. So slightly more than 10%, but there was a number of items that frankly are costs that the county was either already incurring or would be incurring no matter what decisions got made today. So in the past, the county had traditionally underestimated expenditures in a number of areas, in parks and rec, in winter maintenance costs. For example, for this year, we're probably over budget in winter maintenance cost by, you know, more than $1.4 million. So what we did, to be transparent to everyone, was saying, okay, we need to right-size the budget to actually show what is the real cost to operate the county, instead of having numbers and budgets that aren't real or that are unrealistic. So that was part of it. The other part of it had to do with debt and reserve replacements. So once you start adding all those numbers up, you were at 10 or 11% just to get the budget right sized and just to meet your debt obligations that were coming due.
Absolutely. And, well, right size was a word that we heard a whole lot of today. And one specific example that I know a lot of people online were talking about was when it comes to, as Deputy Mayor Amy Martin pointed out, some of the, I guess, budgets and that for salaries and that in the county. Would you be able to touch on how, and kind of just explain what you kind of explained to her?
Sure. So I'll give like a couple of live examples where there was a ruling that stated that some of our student staff that were lifeguards had to be paid at the same level as a full-time a lifeguard. That was never reflected in the previous budgets, and therefore we were paying lifeguards more even though we weren't budgeting for that. And at the end of the day, you have to have the lifeguard in the chair to provide the safety. Same for in fleet. We are underestimating the cost for fuel. At the end of the day, you're going to run your trucks to make sure that they're plowed and run your trucks and that kind of stuff. Same with fleet. As we keep we've made some decisions to keep our vehicles longer in life, which is not a bad decision. We're going to keep them longer, but when you keep vehicles longer, it does mean that there are more repairs and our mechanics are working longer and doing that, and that's part of the cost decision. But they were never actually given the increased cost. Cemeteries, we've taken over cemeteries. Again, there's no increased cost of that, but we're still going to cut the grass and do that stuff. So those are all kinds of examples of labor costs that needed to be corrected because we were providing those services.
Absolutely. And I guess one of the big things, or I guess really in plain terms, you're accounting for things that you've already been paying for.
Yep.
Absolutely. Looking through and looking at the numbers of the budget itself, could you kind of give, as of right now, what it stands to be?
So as of right now, and nothing, this is at committee, and so nothing is finalized till council approves it. But it's looking like we're probably going to be above the 12.5% because of a few of the impacts. So I don't have the exact number currently, but as of today, we would be above the, I think we'll probably be around 12.5%, but that'll get finalized tomorrow. And so just so that people are clear with that, that doesn't mean that their actual property taxes on their house goes up by that that amount. It means that that's how much the budget goes up, and it when the budget goes up, then that gets spread out over to all the households. So you're probably still looking at for the average household, which is $240,000 ish, you're probably looking at kind of an 8.4%, 8.5% type of increase.
And that's kind of around in line what you guys had been predicting?
Yes, the council has council has accepted most of the staff recommendations. There was a few that were not accepted, but it is tracking towards the budget recommendation.
For sure. Some of the decisions made in closed session, once they came out of closed session, they kind of went over it. And one of the key things they talked about, or one of the things they discussed for a good chunk of time, was the hockey arena consolidation.
Correct.
When it comes to that, could you explain a little bit about the decision-making process from staff's point of view when it came to finding resolutions for it?
Sure. So the hockey arena one was one that was debated extensively, and it's really a two-stage recommendation. The first stage is for staff to undertake an RFP process to see if there would be community groups or other private enterprises that may look to take on the operations of a hockey arena. And what would happen is there would essentially be a license agreement, which is like a lease of the asset, provided to that, let's assume it's a community group, provided to that community group. The community group would lease the building from us for a dollar. We would actually pay them $150,000 or so to operate the arena on our behalf. They would collect all the revenues and set their rates and run the arenas. It has happened in other communities, and there's other communities that have private arena operators operating within the community. So that's the first phase, is for staff to go out and look to see if there would be some community partners that would take on the operational of the arena. The second part of that is we will be looking to potentially close, and again, this has to be approved by council, taking the ice out of the Simcoe Recreation Center and essentially consolidating the ice to Talbot and moving the user groups from Simcoe that are using the Simcoe ice to Talbot Gardens, to Waterford, and to Port Dover. None of the arenas are operating near capacity, and therefore by spreading that out, the other arenas would operate near capacity.
For sure. And I know we've talked in the past about how things like arenas and swimming pools, and I've spoken to Bill Cridlin about it, most counties in that are going to run them at a bit of a loss.
They will run at a loss. There's no there's no ability to really make profit out of it. It's just really how much money can you lose at the arenas and to make it sustainable for the taxpayers? How much do they have to subsidize the operations?
Absolutely. And taking a look at these solutions is about being able to offer those services still.
Yes.
But to help save the county and the taxpayers some money.
That's correct. And to make sure that we're maximizing the assets that we have. So instead of three arenas that are operating at 60% capacity, can you move it to two arenas and operate them at full capacity and do something else with the with the arena, deploy that asset in another manner?
For sure. Besides just the things being cut today, there were some additions at the new budget initiatives. One of the big things was an investment into paramedic services. Could you touch a little bit about why everyone felt that was an important move?
Paramedic services hasn't actually added actual staffed vehicles onto the roads of Norfolk County in a number of years. The paramedic chief has done a number of things to look at curbing call volume, but at the end of the day, call volume continues to increase. And not only does call volume tend to increase, but the amount of time it actually takes to deal with the calls are also increasing, because you have what's called offload delay at the hospitals, so that the EMS person, the EMS paramedics take them to the hospital, but they can't transfer the patient out. Or when they arrive on site to actually deal with the situation is taking longer. And because of that, you have less and less vehicles available to answer calls. So adding an additional 12-hour shift on a flexible schedule will provide for increased coverage and reduce call time for responses. Because that is something that we did disclose in the budget documents, is that the average call time, or average response time to respond to a call has been increasing, and that's not a trend you want. So we want to curve that.
Absolutely. And kind of continuing in the chronological order of the way they were discussed here, back in open session, there was talk about the human resources position that was quoted as being cut, but it's not being cut. It's kind of finding a way to be upfront about the way that it's funded, kind of thing.
That's correct. There was a position that was being funded out of a reserve, for the last number of years, 5 years. So the position's real. The work that is done is real. What we're really doing is now not funding it from a reserve, which frankly is, we don't have the reserves, but putting it on as a cost of the operation of the organization and dealing with it that way.
Absolutely. We're almost finished up what happened here today, but the big topic of discussion, I know in the community, we saw a big petition online at a deputation at the beginning of the day today by the Kinsman Pool in Delhi. So today, a lot of the councillors kind of came together from all over, all the different wards. They came together and I guess kind of realized about the Kinsman Pool. They supported it staying open, but much like when it comes to the arenas and with some of the other different facilities, you need to find ways to kind of fund it and keep it viable.
Yeah, and the staff doesn't undertake these recommendations lightly, and we have to look at all aspects of it. And it wasn't so much the operational cost of the pool; it's the potential cost in the future, the capital cost to maintain that pool going forward. And it's a pool that operates for about 90 days a year. Council made the decision to keep it open to meet that, but kind of said, we'll keep it open for this year, but let's see if there is another way to deal with this. We just didn't have enough time to come up with that solution, so that's why council said, let's keep it open and review it. And that, you know, frankly, that's something that council and staff should do every year. They should look at every service that they're providing and make sure, does this still make sense? And not just say, we're going to do it because that's how we've always done it. And that's not a good way to run it. So I think this is a good move by council to make the decision to meet the community need to invest in that pool and to have staff come back with, you know, for next year to see if there's a different way to operate it.
Absolutely. Well, just wrapping up the day here, is there anything that I haven't asked about what was discussed today that you feel the public would find, I guess, relevant, interesting, anything they should need to know?
Sure. I would say that, and I think if you talk to some of the councillors, this might have been one of the toughest budgets that they have, that they've had, especially in recent years. And the level of the weightiness of the decisions, you could tell, frankly, if you sat in the room, they were tired, and it wasn't not just because they were here for 8 hours, it's because of the weight of the decisions that they were making today. And you know, so I just don't want to make sure that anyone underestimates how much pain and turmoil that not just staff, but council specifically, because they're the ones who have to make the final say on it, did to undertake these decisions.
For sure. And a look ahead, I guess, to tomorrow. If people were hoping to tune in, what can they expect to see?
So tomorrow we'll have some of the departmental budgets go through. There's also some of the new budget initiatives. And so we did tackle the EMS one, paramedic one, but there's a few other new budget initiatives that are there that'll be debated. And then each of the departmental budgets and then the Board of Health budget would also be there. And so we anticipate in the capital budget, which was deferred from the previous one, those items will also be discussed.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, thank you so much. Appreciate you taking the time to have a chat.
No problem.
And thank you for
Thanks
all the work on the budget.
No problem. Thanks.